Deirdre, you've a piece coming up in the National Concert Hall performed by the RTÉ Symphony Orchestra and Finian Collins. Can you tell me a little bit about that piece and the project to write it?
Yes, I was commissioned by the orchestra. It's probably about 3 years ago now to write a piano concerto, and they had a very specific remit. They said they really would like me to write for their associate performer, which was Finian, which of course was thrilling for me to have that as a potential. I heard him play at the proms last 2 years ago, and he played the Schumann. It was an extraordinary performance. And they asked for a 20-minute piece, which is a very odd length for a concerto if you think about it. But then, thinking about Ravel's 20-minute piano concerto is 20 minutes. So, with that in mind, I really thought of something that could be for him that was very flamboyant. That was I wanted something that really played with the soloist in terms of what the role of the concerto does in the 21st century, and really taking this idea that the line really sort of blazed the trail through the piece. I was in the British Museum about 2.5 years ago, and there was a fantastic exhibition on the Aztecs, and there was a little stone casket, probably about just the size of a kind of middle-sized box, and on the side of the casket were carved reeds. And the lid was all really decorated. It was stone, and I just had this really strong musical image come into my head. It was actually I heard the beginning of the piece, and it was very, very silent. That rarely happens to me, and it was just incredible. It was almost like I could hear music coming from the inside of this. I think it was because the exhibition itself was very evocative of a world that we know very little about. There's all the artifacts, but the actual, what were the people like? What was the music like that they played? What, and I read up about this ceremony that they used this for, and basically it was called the New Fire Ceremony. The piece is called The Binding of the Reeds, and it's the idea that you take big bundles of reeds, and it's to do with they had a timeline which was every 52-year cycle where they would extinguish all the fires from the village, from the houses, people would stand on the rooftops and they'd go to the mountain, the sort of elders and priests of the community, and they would light a pyre, and from that they would then take a reed from with the reeds that they'd bound together, they would light this fire, and then they would take one of the torches and go down the mountainside, and then light all the fire is relit again from this one source. So it was an incredibly beautiful story, really, in terms of the sense of what light does and candlelight and rebirth and kind of hope. And it made me think a lot about, well, again, about Northern Ireland, about one of my strongest images from the 70s was the Peace People, the women who decided to take on the whole sort of idea of the Troubles, and they met at night, and they had these candles, and it was peace processions with women from both sides of the community, mostly women. And I remember watching sort of these throngs of people with these tiny candles at night in a kind of silent protest. And then, if you think about Iran, the beginning of the Arab Spring, how that all happened was very much to do with a silent protest of people on their rooftops with candlelight. So there was something very contemporary about the idea of the possibility of a kind of unified idea of what the light is. So that's really what the piece was about, and the pianist is very much the kind of torchbearer. It starts off where he's very much part of the tech, and then as the piece begins, he runs with it, and it gets faster and faster. So it starts off pretty fast, and then it gets faster and faster. So it's two movements which there's very little space between. They're very, very fast. So it's a big kind of explosion of a journey that it just keeps adding momentum. It took me probably over a year to begin the piece. I had the title, I had the sense of what it was going to be, but in terms of the fabric of the sound, I heard all of the very the I don't want to give too much away, but the opening of the piece very much reflects the images of the reed instruments and the sound world of the reed instruments have. In terms of the music itself, it's not a narrative. It's more a sense of there's something about the substance of the kind of joy that I hope to be able to put into the lines. And writing for the concerto, writing a piano concerto is like writing for two orchestras because the piano itself is so colorful. So that took a long time to think, well, what can I do that's adding to this? There's oodles of there's a number of piano concertos written, and I wanted to do something that form-wise was a bit different, but which really showed off the pianist as well.
And the soloist himself, Finian Collins, how much of his, style and musical personality is tied up in that piece itself.
Very much written for Finian. I heard him play. I listened to him playing a lot. So it's more when you ask me about sort of the piece that influenced, it was very much to do with I love writing for specific people, and I love his approach to playing. It's a very joyous one. He's very true to speeds, and it's a very exuberant kind. He's very much like that as a person. And in fact, I came over in April. Just to rehearse early on because I just wanted to touch base and do a session with them, and that was fantastic. Came away thinking, right, we're really on track for this. And I don't know if it's a good time to mention, but RTE The Works program did a feature where they recorded us rehearsing together, which is going out on May 17th. But that was quite an experience because. This was the first time we'd met, and we really were rehearsing. It was a genuine rehearsal environment. There was, and the ease with which we worked together was great. Sometimes it can be very formal, but for me it was because we've spoken all through the writing. Though he hasn't seen anything, he didn't see it until it was finished. We did have contact. That was quite important, and I hope. That he does. I think he really feels that it's a piece for him. He said, I keep getting these little emails and questions about it. So, that it feels like a very much we're all working towards the final hurdle now, which sometimes you're in the dark in a piece that it's only when you turn up at the rehearsal with the orchestra that happens. So, this is it feels like a really nice end to the big long journey that I've had writing.